From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, June 30th, 2014. Here are some stories that made the news Friday, June 27th through Monday, June 30th. The Associated Press is reporting environmental cleanup crews responded to an oil spill at the Port of Albany after 100 gallons of oil spilled out of a rail car this weekend. The spill was contained by Sunday afternoon and no oil went into the Hudson River. Brian Tumulty reported in the Poughkeepsie Journal, New York officials are reviewing a request by CSX to not publicly disclose movements of its freight trains carrying crude oil across the state. The state began receiving weekly information about the shipments earlier this month under an emergency order signed in May by U.S. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox. The routing information is being shared with state public safety officials. Those officials are expected to communicate the relevant shipment information with local first responders at some point, although there's no indication as to when that coordination will begin. There have been 16 significant freight rail accidents in the U.S. and Canada since 2006, including one last July that killed 47 people. Freight trains carrying 100 or more tanker cars of crude oil regularly run through western New York to terminals in the Albany area. The oil arriving in Albany is either moved through the Port of Albany for shipment by barge and tanker, or on the CSX River line on the western shore of the Hudson River south to New Jersey. Kyle Adams reported in the Daily Mail on the nearly complete digital transition of the Highway Drive-In in Coxsackie. Roger Babcock, owner with his wife Sharon of the theater since the 1970s, expects all four screens to be fully digital in a couple of weeks. "You go digital or you go out of business," Babcock said. The theater's transition from 35mm film prints has cost an estimated $146,000. The Greenville Drive-In has not been so lucky. That theater went dark this summer after it was unable to come up with the funds for the new equipment. The Jericho Drive-In in Glenmont is still running 35mm films and is hoping to raise the money for a digital conversion by the end of the season. The New York State Police announced Saturday, June 28th, the two teenagers reported missing from the Berkshire Girls' Home and Ingram had been located. Christine Bidding and Brianna LaJoy were returned to the facility. The girls went missing the afternoon of Wednesday, June 25th. John Mason reported in the Register Star, a proposal has been made by the Hudson Development Corporation that would allow the Hudson Islamic Center to stay at its current location on North 3rd Street in Hudson. That plan calls for the center to lease the land from the Development Corporation for 100 years. The center's plans to build a mosque at that location have been stalled for nearly 6 months. Islamic Center President and Second Ward Alderman Abdus Mia said the center does not wish to lease the property, it wants to own it. Conversations with Hudson Development Corporation are ongoing. Mia said he believes that something can and will be worked out. Nearly 1,000 high school seniors in Columbia and Greene counties received their diplomas in ceremonies held Friday, June 27th, as family and friends turned out to celebrate the successful completion of 13 years of education. Graduating classes varied in size. The Wyndham Ashland Jewett High School senior class consisted of 31 students, while the Ichabod Crane class of 2014 boasted 150 members. Read the stories in the Register Star and the Daily Mail. Taking a look at the local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. There is a chance of mainly non-severe thunderstorms this afternoon, mainly to the west of the capital region. Any thunderstorm that does form will move southwest to northeast at around 25 miles per hour. Today there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 3 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 87, the chance of precipitation is 30%. And tonight there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 65. Tuesday there is a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 91. Tuesday night a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 89. And Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 67. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy with a high around 83. And Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 5:22 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:35 p.m. with the length of the day being 15 hours and 12 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, June 30th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.